Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We have been speaking about in our previous program about the rampage that occurred in California from this young man that thought really more highly of himself than he should have. And in the wake of all of that, you know, people have been killed, people have been hurt, and it's just, I mean, horrific, absolutely horrific. And we shared about this yesterday, but you know, they're talking about this more and more. CBN reports about how the culture of sex and violence, you know, has really contributed to this. I want you to listen and watch this.
Back here at home, nearly all of the people who were wounded in Friday's shooting rampage in Santa Barbara are now out of the hospital. And last night, students across the University of California system honored those who died in the massacre Elliot Rodger carried out Friday. Meanwhile, police continue their investigation, and we're learning more about those 10 minutes of terror, which included 12 crime scenes, 13 people injured, 3 shot dead, and 3 stabbed to death inside Rodger's apartment. Rodger outlined his deadly plot in a 137-page manifesto sent to family, friends, and his therapist. Reportedly, Rodger's parents desperately tried to find him after receiving the document, but it was too late.
A California college pastor says America's worship of sex and violence is partially responsible for Rodger's killing spree. Reverend David Guzik said the massacre shows that the idols of our culture work destruction in the lives of troubled people, and that America needs Jesus or it will be given over to the sex cults and the death cults, which he says drive people to do terrible things. Authorities say Rodger's obsessed with exacting, quote, retribution for social and sexual isolation.
Think about that. Think about that. Today you hear, you know, on the news, you know, it's like they're still wondering, Steve, Pat, they're still wondering, what could drive this young man? What possibly questions are looming? Mm-hmm. Really? Really? And it's like it's time to catch a clue, and not even catch a clue. Stop ignoring the facts. Stop ignoring the facts that we have, like was just mentioned, an over-sexualized culture that puts sex right in front of everyone's face 24 hours, 7 days a week. On anywhere. You can go to the checkout stand in your local grocery store and something's up everywhere. You know? And the fact that it's violence, I mean, those two go, it's like hand in hand. And you're seeing them everywhere. We talked in our previous program, you know, regarding what occurred and some of those details. And we're not going to, you know, kind of re-talk about that those details in a way, but we are going to talk about how, you know, we can't be ignorant and we can't fall into the trap of what, if you will, mainstream media continues to want to put in our face as they're quote unquote looking for answers, looking for clues, looking for opportunities to find out what happened when the truth is right in front of us. And with that being said, you know, the shooter was into violent video games. This is something that he continually watched over and over and over again. You know, he obviously had all these thoughts about desiring women on his campus, and he, in his video, clearly said that they should be with him. They should be with him, Steve. That you know, and because they weren't with him, and because they didn't choose him, that he was going to make sure that they suffered and had what he called a day of retribution. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really horrible to see what is happening. But the truth is that this young man was actually honest. I mean, a lot of people feel this way. They just disguise it. They think that they're all that, mm-hmm. and the world owes them. And what you hear from the media over and over again, and from folks in general, is that immediately they try to attack guns and say, well, we didn't take the guns out of his hands. Right. You know, we got to take the guns out. It's like, well, look, guns don't kill people. People kill.
I think
kill.
He stabbed a few folks, too.
Yeah, we're going to outlaw knives, you know. Think about this. 137-page manifesto. Mm-hmm. 137. This wasn't something
How narcissistic can you be? That's amazing.
And this young man obviously needed help, and what he needed was Jesus. Mm-hmm. When you look at all the, I mean, really, you looked at all the problems that are happening in society, you will always be able to trace them down to either someone's sin or someone else's sin. Mm-hmm. But it's a sin issue. It always boils down to a sin issue, and it's righteousness that exalts a nation. And we got to get back to a place where we're saying it the way it is. Like, listen, this has nothing to do with guns. It has nothing to do with all these other side issues. It has to do with the fact, look what we're pumping in front of our kids, you know, every day on TV. Look what we have, mm-hmm. the games that we're purchasing for children that have no value at all. I mean, I don't know how a parent can be okay with purchasing a game that shows literally, I mean, the underbelly of life and crime. I mean, this Grand Theft Auto stuff is like, man, it is wild. Mm-hmm. And you have children that are looking at this stuff. I remember a young man that I was ministering to in New Jersey who lived in a country outside of the United States, okay? Mm-hmm. And he had never been to New York City. And he had just came to New Jersey, never been to New York City, wanted to go. In fact, we're driving through New York City, and he says, What's the building that was in Spider-Man? Was it the Daily Bugle or what was it? whatever building was? He says, is that the Daily Bugle? Or like, that's in the movies.
That's not reality.
In the movies.
Oh, wow.
So we're in Manhattan and down in Manhattan by the financial center, around and down in that area, you have Chinatown. Mm-hmm. And so we're going through Chinatown, and I'm going to take them literally from, you know, I'm going to take them all the way up to 42nd Street and Times Square and all that. But we started down in Chinatown, and he starts telling me, Little Italy's over here, and he starts telling me about Chinatown. And I go, you've never been here. How do you know about this? And he says, Grand Theft Auto. And just show it, because they have it in different cities. Yeah. And so he's just telling me all this type of stuff that happens in the game and all that. And it's just amazing. But this is what hours of children watching this, and this is what is programmed into their minds. I mean, garbage in, garbage out. And it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. You know, and it's just the culture today. You look at the music and some of the things that are being said in some of these songs. I mean, you can only say these songs and declare them and watch with video and watch with games and until you start to begin to start doing them yourself. Because it's part of what's in entering your eyes. It's part of what's entering your ears. And then you're like, okay, maybe that's what's cool. Maybe that's what's accepted. Maybe that's what I need to do. And the truth is that, listen, this is not, young people that are listening here today and watching, this is not what you need to do. Right. You know, obviously this young man needed a whole lot of help. And because he didn't get help for whatever reason, I mean, we don't know, but for whatever reason that he didn't get help, in 10 minutes, my understanding, the report said in 10 minutes, many, many people were hurt, not just physically hurt, but also, I mean, you have the fallout of this is that other people, you know, that are related to those that got hurt are experiencing the pain as well. You have parents that have lost their children. You have people that have been stabbed that miraculously have survived. I mean, you have folks that now, you know, in the school system that are terrified of, you know, what else can happen next. Mm-hmm. And in 10 minutes, a shootout occurred where people were bleeding to death. And it's like, man, just the total disrespect of loss, you know, of life. And we just got to begin to start reevaluating things and stop blaming and accepting lame excuses for why people, you know, do such things. We got to understand that evil is evil. And as long as we continue to remove, you know, prayer out of schools, as long as we continue to remove 10 commandments out of, you know, places because it offends us. What's more offensive? What's more offensive? The word of God that tells us to honor and to love each other and to treat each other as we would treat ourselves. Is that more offensive than actually having someone come into a school and shoot and maim and hurt people? And so let's get a grip. Let's get a pulse on this. And it's time. This is what happens too. That when a lot of this nonsense is being shared, the way this continues to grow, Pat, and gets established in the hearts and minds of other people, is when good people who know better remain silent and don't say nothing about it.
Right.
When they don't say, man, that is just foolishness. That has nothing to do with guns, or this has to do with the real issue. Mm-hmm. And when we start speaking out, being informed, educating others, and not just go with the flow, and we begin to help people turn to God, then we're going to see a dramatic difference in our society and in our culture.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.